It's currently partly cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be sunny and windy today, a high of 57. News is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In the news, thus far no injuries have been reported after a semi-tractor trailer rolled into the median off of Interstate 80 this morning here in Cass County. The accident happened just after 6:45 a.m. between mile markers 74 and 75. Additional details are currently not available. Authorities in Montgomery County arrested a 52-year-old Pottawatomie County man early this morning. The Sheriff's Department says Jim Lee Finley of Carson was taken into custody at around 12:50 a.m. on a valid Pott County warrant for domestic abuse causing bodily injury, interference with official acts, and failure to hold a fishing license. Finley was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held for authorities in Pottawatomie County. Two Underwood teachers who've been charged with two felony counts of pharmacy prohibited acts have been placed on paid administrative leave. Superintendent Ed Hawks told the Daily Nonpareil 34-year-olds Samantha and Heath Talleen were placed on leave under the advice of legal counsel. The couple turned themselves into the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office last week after a warrant for their arrest was issued March the 7th in connection with the alleged use of stolen prescription pads to obtain pain medication in Iowa and Nebraska. If convicted, they face up to 20 years in prison at a maximum of $20,000 fine. A preliminary, a pretrial hearing in their case is scheduled for March 28th. Samantha Talleen works as a special education teacher at the Underwood Middle School, while Heath Talleen teaches social studies at the Underwood High School. The couple allegedly used prescription pads 14 times from Underwood Family Practice, according to a criminal complaint. Seven were used in Council Bluffs. The other incidents happened in Nebraska. Officials in Exira plan to burn down the city's old elementary school. The Exira Community School Board agreed to the plan earlier this week, resolving a question that has remained unresolved since the building was closed 3 years ago. According to published reports, burning the school would save the district up to $60,000 in demolition costs, even including the cost to haul away the charred remains. It will also give area fire departments a rare chance to train on a multi-floor building. Superintendent Dean Schnoes notes the three-story building has seven different floor levels. The fire is planned for April 27th, and officials will use wood pallets to start the blaze, and they're seeking donations of those pallets. A former transportation director of a Northwest Iowa school district has pleaded guilty to tampering with bus records. 52-year-old Douglas Wessling filed his plea earlier this week. Sioux City television station KCAU said Wessling will receive 2 years of probation and an order to pay a $1,000 fine. Wessling was put on leave last fall and then lost his job as transportation director for the Galva-Holstein Community School District following an investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. District Superintendent Dave Quickle has said that three district buses were taken out of service because of the damage. Quickle said Wessling put one of them back into use before it had been repaired. Authorities say he also falsified repair records on at least three buses. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Kimbleton man and a woman from Atlantic were arrested this week following an investigation stemming from a traffic stop in Audubon at around 6:45 p.m. Wednesday. Sheriff Todd Johnson said 49-year-old Lance Zachary Anderson of Kimbleton faces possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while suspended charges. Anderson was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $100,000 bond. A search warrant executed at his residence early Thursday morning in Kimbleton resulted in the arrest of 40-year-old Robin Annette Ingersoll of Atlantic. She was charged with possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Ingersoll was booked into the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. The incident remains under investigation. In the funeral announcements, Donald Lowe, age 86, of Oakland, has died. Graveside services for Donald Lowe will be today at 9 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Betty Kent, age 80, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died March 6th in California. Memorial services for Betty Kent will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Evelyn Kington, age 97, of Harlan, died Monday. Private family graveside services are planned for Evelyn Kington, the Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan, in charge of arrangements. Laverne Pickett, age 89, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Laverne Pickett will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Bill Hocamp, age 79, of Adair, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Bill Hocamp will be Saturday at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Robert Landon, age 74, of Exira, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Landon will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Anna Flynn, age 94, of Elkhorn, died February 28th at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial services for Anna Flynn will be at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church in Kimbleton on March the 22nd. That's 1 week from this Saturday at 2 o'clock. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Ted Pellett, age 90, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for Ted Pellett will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Vernie Eggers, age 89, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Memorial graveside services for Vernie Eggers will be held March 29th at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Elsie Marie Hackett, age 93, of Oakland, died Wednesday at the Oakland Manor. Memorial services for Elsie Hackett will be held at a later date. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.